Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. There are certain things every man's entitled to in life, for they're his heritage. Things like a flaming great rocket from his employer, or lumbago from gardening too long, or a chance to pay for 50 quid's worth of wet weather and call it a holiday. Servicemen are entitled to leave as well, of course, always provided they haven't upset the chaps in the records office in the personnel section of their unit.
Hello, personnel section here, records office. Leading writer Wingate speaking. All right, Commander, I'll look into it straight away. Good morning.
Who was that?
It was that Commander Young asking about his leave again.
Well, he's had it. He once had me in the rattle for overstaying mine.
Fair enough. We'll have him drafted to Iceland instead.
None. You know, Wingate, the powers we have over these blokes' leave frightens me sometimes.
Oh, it doesn't me. I'm enjoying it. Any bribes in the post this morning?
Well, just the usual one for a 48 from that Chief Petty Officer Pertwee in Troutbridge.
Oh. How much did he send this time?
A cheque for 2 and 6 drawn on the East Tibet and South Mongolia Cooperative Bank.
Not granted. Last time he sent us a cheque on that bank, the manager wrote to say he was 3 million Tibetan kronas and 14,000 Mongolian pesetas overdrawn.
Well, how much is all that in English, Lolly?
1/2 crown.
Well, I suppose we'd better tidy the office up a bit.
Here, talking about tidying up, have you seen this file?
Well, this one on Captain Povey.
Yes, I fished it out by accident last night. You know what? He hasn't applied for leave since 1957.
He must be dead keen.
He's not dead keen, he's bonkers. We'll soon sort him out.
Number, please.
I want Captain Povey.
Oh, certainly, leaving that to Wingate. By the way, about my leave, I know you're busy, but if you could possibly see your way...
My colleague and I are considering your application, but we had a wrong number yesterday, and that hasn't done your case any good at all. Now, get me Captain Povey, slave.
Oh, certainly, leading that to Wingate. At once, leading that to Wingate.
Captain Povey's office?
Personnel section here. This is records office.
Oh, really? Have you got anything in the top 20?
Ha, ha, ha. I'm sick of it. Is Captain Povey there?
One moment, please.
Hello? Captain Povey here?
Happy holiday, sir.
What?
This is the personnel section. After a few words with the CNC, you've been granted 126 days leave, sir. Ta-da.
What? But no. Wait. I don't want it. I haven't applied.
Perhaps not, sir, but you've got it. We're sending a Captain Jarvis to take over your office. He'll be along later.
Please, but I don't want any leave. I'm happy here. I don't need it.
You may not, sir, but the CNC reckons he does. He said having you on leave was as good as having leave yourself.
Yeah, wait, hello.
Mr. Phillips, we are tied up to the dock fore and aft, aren't we?
Oh, rather, sir. We are tied up with every piece of string and wire we've got on board.
Splendid. With this wind about and old Thunderguts coming aboard, I don't want to find us swinging about in the docks doing a nautical schottische.
You know, sir, I just can't believe it. Fancy old Thunderguts going on leave. He hasn't had any since 1957.
Having met Mrs. Thunderguts, Mr. Phillips, do you blame him?
No. Just think of it, sir. He's got 126 days of her and nights. Cruel.
Wonder what his replacement will be like.
Well, Captain Jarvis, do you mean, sir? Well, he couldn't be worse than old Povey, could he, sir?
No, couldn't be.
No, he couldn't be.
No. He couldn't be.
At least, I suppose he couldn't be.
No, he couldn't be. Could he?
Yes, he blooming well could.
Excuse me, sir.
Ah, Chief. Are the men ready for inspection by Captain Povey and Captain Jarvis?
Well, I suppose you could put it like that, sir. They're about as ready as they'd ever likely to be, anyway.
And we all know what that means. Another tatty turnout by Troutbridge.
Oh, how unkind can you get, sir? Here, talking about tatty turnout, sir. Look, as we're about to receive a visit from their two captainships, do you think we better get rid of that tramp or Ubu walking about on the dockyard?
Tramp or Ubu? Where?
The old boy in the suit with the great big pointed lapels and the wide baggy trousers.
Good heavens, yes. That suit must have done many a Charleston in its time. I can remember my grandfather having one just like it.
Well, we better get rid of him, Chief. We don't want him hanging around when Captain Povey or this Captain Jarvis get here.
Oh, I said... Hey, you! Oi! Baggy body! Come on! Come on, shovel! No beachcombing allowed in the dockyard.
Beachcombing? Did you say beachcombing?
Tell me it's Thunderguts in his city.
Number one, I'm coming aboard.
All right, but I'm going ashore. Gangway. But I called him a beachcomber, sir.
Understandable mistake, I'd say, Chief. Cool. That must be his 1918 dim mob suit.
There's lovely creases in the trousers, though. Everywhere.
Watch it, sir. Here he comes.
Number one.
Ah, oh, welcome aboard, baggy body. welcome aboard, sir. All ready for your leave, I see, sir?
Rather. I take it you're going potholing, sir.
Potholing?
Yes, sir. No sense in wearing your best clothes. Clo-lummy.
I think what Mr. Phillips was trying to say, sir, is that you look lovely, sir. An howling sartorial swell, if I may say so, sir. Lovely.
Oh, well, I mean, do you really think so? Oh, thank you. This is my best suit, of course. I must give you the address of my tailor.
He's still alive.
What?
Excuse me, sir. Would that be Captain Jarvis coming towards the gangway now?
Where?
Oh, yes.
Yes, that's him. Poor devil. Little does he know what he's got coming to him with you lot.
Well, don't you worry, sir. We'll break him into our little ways gently.
You'll do nothing of the sort. I may be going on leave, but don't forget, I shall be coming back.
In 125 days, 18 hours and 3 minutes.
Precisely. And when I return, Captain Jarvis will give me a full report on what you've been up to while I've been absent.
Well, you're not absent, sir. You're on leave.
For 125 days, 18 hours, 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
Wake up now! Wake up! Ship's coming there! Ship's coming there! Send fire!
Lummy, who said that?
I did. Great Nelson, I'll have to shake you layabouts up a bit. You're a disgrace to the service. I've never seen such a tatty turnout.
Sir?
Well?
He blooming well could be.
Well, right you are.
Stop that whispering there. Now,
gentlemen.
Oh, this is rich. Gentlemen, allow me to introduce you to Captain Jarvis. Who will be...
All right, Toby. That will do.
Eh?
But I was just...
That will do.
I have taken over now. Now clear off and leave, old man. And for heaven's sake, burn that ghastly suit.
Burn it? But
this judge's grace. You look like a baggy beachcomber. Go on. Shove off. I've got my work cut out if I'm to make something of this miserable-looking mob. You've obviously been too blasted soft with them. But I'll soon knock them into shape. I'll make sailor of them.
I don't think I feel very well.
Oh, the excruciating anhedonia of it. Oh, it's the twinging screw. They've struck poor Pertwee again. It's unfair. That's what it is.
What are this idiot babbling about? Stand to attention, man.
I can't, sir. No one can stand to attention when they've been hit with the twinging screw, sir. Captain Purvis, I might take your arm as we go ashore, sir. I think I can limp to sick bay all right with you, sir. Don't waste the petroleum minimum. Don't waste it on an ambulance, sir. Pertwee will tot around on his tots.
Stand where you are!
But the twingeon's screwed, Captain Jarvis said.
Silence! We'll soon stop this nonsense.
Now then, while I'm here, you may as well know about certain little items I have in mind for you tomorrow.
Oh, well, I was thinking of putting in for leave, actually, so I doubt if I shall be here.
All leave is cancelled, number one. Now then, 06:30 hours, PT on the deck. Breakfast? Breakfast, 08:30. Full inspection of the ship, 08:35. And don't think I shall be late, because I shall be sleeping on board.
Sleeping on... There's no room, sir.
Oh, yes, there is. I'm taking your cabin. 0900 hours fire drill, 0930, 10-mile forced march to the Marines assault course.
My feet. Oh, my poor little tootsies. Oh, my back. Ooh. Oh, and my legs.
Yes, and mine.
Steady, Chief.
Now, Mr. Phillips, there's no doubt about it. You have to go. If we're not all jolly careful, we'll be fit.
Well, I won't, sir. I won't. Not never, ever, never again. I've really got the twinging screws this time. Yeah, and they're murder.
That's an idea.
What?
Let's murder him.
Don't be ridiculous, Mr. Phillips.
It's not allowed.
But it should be, sir. It should be. He's never let up for a minute. PT assault courses, grabbing decks, into ship boxing matches.
Yeah, you know, I bet old Thunderguts would laugh like a drain if he could see what was happening to us.
Yes. I'm beginning to see him in a different light altogether. He's a gentle scholar compared to Juggernaut Jarvis.
Yeah. Good heavens, I just remembered I had a letter this morning. It looked like Povey's handwriting.
What did he say, sir?
Oh, I don't know yet. There's never really been a minute to spare to open it. Hang on.
How odd. Listen to this. Dear Murray, imperative I see you and Phillips at once. Please call as soon as possible. Urgent.
Povey. Call on Thunderguts? Not likely. We're in enough muck already.
If we show this to Jarvis, he can hardly fail to let us go, can he? And if we're with Povey, we shan't be trotting about in trunks, pounding our feet down to the ankles.
Let's go tomorrow.
Henry Povey, what are you doing in the sitting room?
I was just going to sit down, my love.
Oh, no, you're thumping well not. You know the rules. You're not allowed in here except on Sundays.
But I only...
And where's your apron?
I took it off, my love. I thought I'd finished.
Finished? You haven't started yet.
But I've done the dusting, been round with a cleaner, scrubbed the step, and ironed your smalls.
Well, so I should think. And put your apron on again at once. You're not in your office now, you know.
I wish I was.
Henry Purvey, I heard that. I've warned you before about answering back. Now, just for that, you shan't have your 11 o'clock bread and dripping and cocoa.
But I haven't had any breakfast, my love.
Oh, very well. I'm going to have a water biscuit out of the barrel.
Oh, thank you, my love.
Good boy. Now, munch it nicely, and then you can clear out the attic. And this time, you better not try that stunt of shutting the trap door and standing on it so I can't get at you.
But I told you, my love, the trap door stuck. I was trying to open it all the time.
I'm not a fool, Henry. Door, Henry.
Yeah, just go, my love. Yeah.
Well, run then. You've got a lot to do.
Telegram for you, madam.
What? I am not a lady.
So I've heard.
Oh, there you are, there you are.
Stop.
Henry, I can't tell you again about slamming the door. Who was it?
It's a telegram, my love. It's from... Oh, dear. Oh, what a pity.
Oh, do stop that chuntering, Henry. What's it all about?
I've been recalled, my love. Look.
You are required for service on examination board. Report to CNC immediately. Regretting convenience, but most urgent. Yes, well, we can tear that up.
Tear it up?
But my love, I must go at once. The C&C.
C&C fiddlesticks. Read the signature.
Signature? Henry Povey, Captain. Well, what...
What did I want to do that for? Idiot, I could kick myself.
I may well do that for you. I'll teach you to waste money sending telegrams to yourself. I'll deduct the cost out of your pocket money. And you can put your water biscuit back in the barrel.
But I've licked it.
Hope you go to your attic and take your little dustpan and brush with you.
My love, I can't. I'm expecting some visitors.
Your what? A very idea. Well, who are they?
A couple of officers from Trutbridge, my love. I asked them to pop in.
Well, then they can jolly well pop out again. I know just what'll happen. You'll all start telling each other bawdy stories. It's always the same. You laugh like drains and I never hear the last line.
That'll be them, I expect, my love.
Well, you better let them in, I suppose. But I'll have a lot more to say about this later. Now, off you go.
Yes, my love.
Oh, good morning, madam. Is Captain Povey here?
Mr. Phillips.
Oh, lummy, I thought you were the charm.
What?
Mr. Phillips thought you looked charming, sir, in your apron.
Apron? Oh, yes, of course. I say, sir, what interesting wallpaper.
Oh, rather. Reminds me of that dress your wife wore at the last party. We'd better not stay too long, sir.
How do you do? Delighted to see you. Have you wiped your feet?
No, just our shoes. Lovely place you've got here.
Permission to go outside and wait in the jeep, sir. I think I left the engine running, and if I didn't, I wish I had.
So do I.
My love, could we possibly have some refreshment?
No, very well. I'll go and put the kettle on.
Thank you, my love.
You know, honestly, with you at home, I never get a minute for myself.
Neither do I.
Henry?
Yeah, two lumps, please, my love. Well, sir, how are you enjoying your...
Shh, gentlemen, now listen. This is an emergency. You've got to get me out of here.
We may not have seen eye to eye in the past, I know, but you've got to get me out of here. I'm a broken man. I can't last out much longer.
No, neither can we, sir. That Captain Jarvis has had us doing ourselves a disaster call ever since he arrived.
Something's got to be done.
Agreed, sir, but what?
Well, I don't know, but it seems to me that somehow we've got to get rid of Captain Jarvis.
Here, here.
If he goes, I shall be recalled.
And we'll get a bit of kip.
I shall just have to leave it to you, but get rid of him. And don't be too long about it. I don't think I can stand much more.
It's not going to be easy, sir.
Oh, no, sir. Oh, no. Why don't we chuck a rope over the lamppost and then...
The wife's coming back. Is she? I can't hear any footsteps.
No, possibly not. But when you're here all the time, you develop an incredibly acute sense of hearing. It's your only chance.
Well, here we are then, Coco. Now, don't rush, but who's for buttered crumpet?
Well, we know one thing about Juggernaut Jarvis now, don't we, sir?
Watch him.
He's flipping well indestructible.
Yeah, I think you're right. Even leaving all the hatches open didn't work.
Well, in a manner of speaking, it did.
Yeah, we all fell down, but he didn't.
If only we could get a decent night's sleep, it might help.
I know what you mean, sir. After this 5 hours kip and night nonsense, some people think I'm actually over 25.
No comment?
Neither have I. Of course, the snag is that with Jarvis sleeping on board, we haven't got a chance of a lie-in.
No, sir, not the joke. Oh, oh, silly Pertwee! Of course, that's it!
Oh, what is?
I was just thinking about Captain Jarvis sleeping on board, sir, in your cabin, sir.
What about it?
Well, sir, supposing he couldn't get out of it, sir. I mean, if the lock sort of stuck, he wouldn't be able to chase us out, would he, sir?
No. That's a happy thought, Chief, but it won't work.
The lock is on the inside of the door.
That's a piece of cake, sir. It so happens we've an expert locksmith aboard, sir.
Oh, how jolly convenient. Now, who is it?
Abel Simon Johnson, sir.
That's so? I didn't know he was a locksmith.
Neither is he yet, but he soon will be. Now, you leave it to me, sir. That lock is as good as had its chips. This is Jarvis's cabin. Yeah. Right. In you go.
I don't like it, Chief. I've got a feeling in me bones Johnson's going to cop a load of muck.
Of course you're not. All you've got to do is sneak into the cabin, take the floggle toggle out of the lock, and then sneak out again.
Yeah, that's all he says. Supposing Jarvis wakes up?
Then Mr. Phillips has promised to defend you as the prisoner's friend.
That'll mean I'll get 6 months instead of three.
Ah, oh, yes, easily. Now then, stop quaking in your oversized boots and get in there.
Cooey. It's the Sandman.
It's okay, Johnson. Juggernaut's in the land of Nod.
I wish I was.
Get in there and get on with it. Get the floggle toggled out of that flaming lock.
All right, but I don't like it. He's waking up me. Off to sleepy boys. Off you go. Rock-a-bye Jarvis in the big bunk. Pass me that hammer, I'll give him a clunk.
Johnson, stop messing about. Has it jammed the lock, all right?
Hang on, I'll just test it.
No, Johnson, don't shut the door. Don't...
It's okay. Yeah. It's all right, Chief. It's jammed, all right. Yeah, you can't open it from... Help, I'm down.
Let me out.
Belt up, unit.
Give over, you brute. Open up. Oh, gee, get me out.
Fetch an axe.
Gee, where have you gone? Come back here. Oh.
Hey, who are you? What are you doing?
Me blooming nut, sir. Let me out. I'm innocent.
Ah, Abel Seaman Johnson, hey? And what are you doing in my cabin?
Trying to get out.
I know that. Now then, what did you want to see me about?
Tell him you wanted leave.
Hey, oh yeah, that's a good one. I wanted leave, sir.
Wanted leave?
Yes, sir.
Wanted leave in the middle of the night? I'll give you wanted leave. You had leave 2 months ago. Why, I haven't had leave since 1957. Hi. Johnson. Ask him if we could have that last bit again. Who is that whispering outside?
Nobody, sir. And the chief says, what was that last bit about your leave?
I said I hadn't had any since 1957.
Oh, dear.
Look here. What is all this nonsense? I'll have you on extra duty tomorrow for this.
Hello, personnel section. Records here, and no, we haven't got one in the top 20.
How do you do? I just heard the personnel you've overlooked. I thought you ought to know about it. This is a well-wisher speaking.
Go ahead, I'm listening, CPO Pertwee.
Well, I want...
but it's laughable. Here, how'd you know who it was, then?
You've used that voice before trying to fiddle leave. You were your white-haired old mother who needed her boy by her side, then.
Oh, yeah, well, this is different. It's about Captain Jarvis.
Oh, Captain Pover's replacement, yes.
Yeah, well, I happen to know that he hasn't had leave since 1957.
Oh, well, that's tricky. Povey hasn't had any since then either.
Well, he's had 10 days now.
Yes, I suppose he has. Well, we'll have to recall him then.
Lovely. Good luck. on the phone. You might have a look in my file. There was this small matter of a check on the East Tibetan and South Mongolian Cooperative Bank.
You know, sir, I just can't believe it. Jarvis is actually going on leave. Oh, happy day for Leslie.
Excuse me, sir.
And watch it. Watch it?
Yes, sir. Captain Povey and Captain Jarvis coming aboard now.
Blimey, so they are. What on earth is Jarvis wearing?
Well, I think that is civilian clothes. Very fashionable, sir. At one time.
It was before my time. I've seen faded sepia photographs of people in clothes like that.
Yes, so have I. Sitting on top of horse-drawn buses.
Driving them.
Right! Line up there! Stop talking! Ship's coming there! Ship's coming there! Ah.
Right. Right. Now, as you all know, I have been sent on leave. I don't know which one of you put the squeak in, but I've got a flaming good idea.
Any proof?
Quiet. Now then, there are one or two things I want to say.
Well, don't, Captain Jarvis.
What? Well, what did you say, Povey?
I said, don't. That'll do, Jarvis. I've taken over now.
But
that'll do. Clear off on leave, man. And for heaven's sake, burn that ghastly suit.
Burn it?
It's a disgrace. You look like a horse bus driver. But go on, shove off.
Oh. Very well, if you insist. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, Captain Povey, sir, may I say welcome aboard.
Thank you, number one.
We've missed you, sir.
Well, you won't have much chance to miss me in the future, will you?
Won't we, sir?
No. You see, I shall be sleeping aboard.
I?
We're in the muck again.
You are indeed. I've learnt a thing or two from Captain Jarvis. Now then, 0630 hours, PT on deck. 0830 breakfast.
No.
Full inspection of ship. 0830 0900 0930 10 miles.
That was Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Mrs. Povey was Heather Chasen, Able Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, the manager of the laundry was Michael Bates, and his clerk was played by Tenniel Evans. The recorded production was by Alastair Scott Johnston.